I don't know, I might have missed it, whether or not you got your answer as to why they kept quiet. Was there an answer? If not, is it Matthew, the ninth verse of the portion that the brother read? It says, the Lord himself told him to keep quiet and tell it to no one. So, okay.
Yeah, I wonder if this principle is not found in various places in the gospel. John 12 has this principle. There were those that came and said, sir, we would see Jesus. So what did they want to see? They wanted to see this man they heard so much about. You know, they were excited. But the Lord didn't say, okay, let's go. Let's have a show. No. The Lord said in verse 23, Jesus answered them, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. It's not the way man thinks of glory. It's not, he wasn't going to be glorified by going into Jerusalem and oh, they all accept him, and he gets to sit in the seat of power and glory in Jerusalem. No, he was going to go. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. That's pretty insignificant. Grain of wheat fall into the ground and die. It abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. I think the Lord was saying, it's not time. It's not the time here for glory. But the hour is coming. And that's what he says later. What shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? But on account of this, came I to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. And so when is it going to be glorified? When the Lord went into death and was raised from among the dead, then in resurrection, it's time to make known his glory. Amen. So today, we are responsible. We sang that our first hymn. How shall we tell his worth abroad?
Right.
I'll tell the praises of our Lord or spread his fame. That's our job. If we're not doing it, we need to examine our own hearts. Are we making known his fame?
And that truth comes very clear in the Gospel of Mark. Because we do have the same account in Mark chapter 9.
Right.
And in Mark chapter 9, the Lord tells them clearly, do not tell this until the Son of Man is resurrected from among the dead. It's not the time. Why? Because he is there serving, not to be glorified. The servant, the concern about the servant, as we see in the Gospel of Mark, is he's immediately doing things, as we read in the Gospel of Mark. Immediately, immediately. This word is repeated many times in the Gospel of Mark. His raiment is white for service. Well, what do we look for somebody that is serving? White garments that shows that clean and cleanness in all he does. And glory would not be an aspect in the Gospel of Mark as well.
I don't know if it really fits in, but Matthew 21:43 says, well, maybe we should read 42. Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And so that generation, that nation in the Lord's day, couldn't receive the testimony of the glory of the kingdom. The Lord Jesus' departure had to be accomplished, as we already said. And that nation that it's going to be given to, I think, is the remnant, the Jewish remnant of the future. Not another nation like the United States.
Right. Or if we could say 181, 181.